Welcome to Property Litigation Bites by Hargan Wolf, delivering the latest analysis of property litigation trends to UK landowners, developers, landlords, and tenants.
Hello, I'm Hannah Thewlis-Hardy, a graduate solicitor apprentice at Hargan Wolf. In this episode, me and Gemma Malone, who is a paralegal in the team, will talk about our backgrounds, the routes we are taking to qualify as solicitors, and what our day-to-day jobs look like as property litigators. Gemma, why don't you start by talking about how you came to join Hargan Wolf?
So I started my law degree in 2021 at the University of Nottingham, and I enjoyed land law, but I didn't really have an idea of what area of law I wanted to qualify into, or whether I even wanted to be a solicitor or a barrister, or completely change career paths at that point. I graduated in 2024 and started my SQE1 course with ULaw, completely unsure of what I wanted to do, so it was a bit of a panic decision. I hadn't ever been exposed to litigation or dispute resolution, as they call it, on the course, and I didn't even appreciate the divide between contentious and non-contentious law until I started my SQE course. But I thought that litigation was something that I was interested in when I was exposed to it while studying for SQE. I self-funded and passed my SQE1 exam in January 2025 and started my SQE2 course at the beginning of 2025. But I thought that having practical legal experience would hugely benefit me and help me pass that exam. As I enjoyed both litigation and land law, I thought I would try and find a job in this area. I particularly wanted to work for a boutique firm, as I understood that paralegals often get more hands-on experience within boutique firms. I found Hargan Wolf, interviewed, and luckily got the job around this time, and moved from the Wirral to Leeds to start the job. As I have now passed my SQE exams, I'm hoping to complete my 2 years qualifying work experience under the new route. The new route allows paralegals like me to qualify as solicitors if they've carried out legal services in up to 4 different places for 2 years. It's very similar to the traditional training contract route, but slightly more flexible, and there's no need to do different seats, for example. Hannah, your background is slightly different to mine, as you're a graduate apprentice. How did you come by that type of role, and what is it exactly?
I went to university in Leeds and graduated in 2022. I did a traditional law degree. I originally wanted to be a barrister and carry my experience towards that route. The job market was incredibly hard when I graduated, and I wasn't able to get a paralegal job straight away, so I got a job as an assistant in a law firm. I soon realised from working in a law firm that I wanted to qualify as a solicitor instead. I was in a difficult position in terms of the available routes to me to qualify, so there were various odds kind of stacked against me. The first was that I was in the awkward limbo period where the route to qualifying was changing from the traditional LPC route to now what's known as the SQE route. As well, given that the SQE was such a new concept and no one truly had a grasp of what the SQE kind of entailed, I thought I would wait a bit and just kind of let the SRA iron out any issues that they were having with the exams properly before I would look to obviously sit the exams myself. I started looking into firms that offered training contracts and realised that some firms were still requiring students to take the SQE exams, even though they'd done the LPC route, and I didn't want to risk doing and funding the LPC to then have to do the SQE exams later down the line. The second difficulty was that traditionally when trainees get a training contract, they will take a year out of work before they start their TC to take their exams, and then once obviously they've passed their exams, they'll come back to the firm to carry out their 2 years worth of qualifying experience. Just like given my circumstances, for example, I had my own house and other commitments, I wasn't really in a position to do that route. At that point, I felt a bit stuck as to the options that were available to me as to how I was able to qualify. They were quite limited. Later, I started looking for a paralegal job. I came across Hargan Wolf during my job search, and they had a paralegal job, so I applied and luckily got the job. Later, I revisited the potential routes to qualification, and I came across something called the Graduate Solicitor Apprenticeship route. I mentioned it to my supervisor, and after being at the firm for several months, I was luckily offered the Graduate Solicitor Apprenticeship. To me, I think it's a brilliant route to qualify in, just given that you gain loads of hands-on practical experience whilst doing your studying alongside it. So in essence, my time is split between work and studying. So currently I do 4 days a week at the firm, and then I do 1 day a week at the university. My apprenticeship is 30 months long, and I have to pass a series of exams and coursework through my provider before they will put me through to do the actual SQE exams, which I am due to actually sit my first FLK1 exams in January. So once I've actually passed my SQE exams and finished my 30-month course, I will qualify as a solicitor.
Hannah, what's been your experience with SQE? Have you found it's helped you in your day-to-day?
I would say that I'm a practical learner, so the structure of the graduate solicitor apprenticeship has been really beneficial for someone like me. I quite often get to apply the course material I've learned through my SQE studies to everyday practice. So last year, my first module was property law, and while we don't offer conveyancing services, having an understanding of the conveyancing process has really helped me when dealing with matters where there's been issues surrounding a title not being properly registered, for example, or someone has not been advised on a restrictive covenant that is part of their title. Even the topics I have learnt about that are outside the scope of my practice area, doing my job has really helped me understand the content a lot more easier, weirdly. So we've covered our academic and professional backgrounds thus far, as well as given some insight into our next steps. Why don't you give our listeners an idea on what your day-to-day role as a paralegal looks like?
So my role largely involves working closely to support colleagues with their matters. It can really help a client save on costs if I can research a point for a lower fee or draft advice, for example, for the solicitor acting on the matter to then amend and approve and make their own. I get to work on a lot of different matters. I'm always supervised, but have more responsibility depending on the complexity of the matter, which has really helped me understand how to run cases and how we can better help clients. For example, I have quite a lot of responsibility for residential possession at the moment because they're slightly more straightforward cases. I think going back to the point about working in a boutique firm, working within a smaller firm has really allowed me to understand everyone's working styles and adopt similar approaches in my own work because I work so closely with people and can really and get really good sort of feedback and supervision. I get lots of support and always feel like there's someone I can ask if I have any unanswered questions as well. I also do a lot of admin tasks such as answering the phones and handling the post. What about you, Hannah? You were previously a paralegal before you became a graduate solicitor apprentice. How has your role changed since then?
My role has changed in a way that there is a clear focus on ensuring I get experience on anything and everything that property litigation has to offer, so that when I do qualify, I feel prepared and not out of my depth on the matters I do take on myself. The whole purpose of the graduate solicitor apprenticeship is to ensure that I am the standard of an NQ solicitor from the day that I do qualify. So as a trainee, I've attended things like mediations, court hearings, trials fairly frequently, taken witness statements from witnesses, assisted on commercial matters. While I was doing these things as a paralegal, I feel like now I do have a lot more responsibility. I am still obviously heavily supervised, but there is more of an expectation to take on more complex tasks, which has been challenging but definitely rewarding. As an apprentice, I regularly have one-to-one catch-ups with the training partner to ensure I'm working on a wide range of matters. I am on track to meet my targets and just to check in to essentially see how I'm doing and feeling just in general.
A bit of a curveball for you now, Hannah. If you could talk to yourself 3 years ago, what key piece of advice would you give yourself?
Cliche, I know, but the first piece of advice that I would give is to never give up. Law is becoming an increasingly hard industry to break into. You know, there is such a saturation of law graduates trying to qualify and the competition is incredibly fierce to get a training contract or an apprenticeship. But what I have always told myself is that it only does take one yes. And I also think facing rejection is a really positive thing because it makes you a lot more resilient, which is important and definitely a skill needed in practice. I would also say it's important to give each and every task your absolute all and always be willing to take on new tasks. And then my final piece of advice would be networking. I appreciate how daunting it can be, but when I've gone to events, I've always told myself that everyone in the room wants to speak to me. And when I say that, I don't mean that in a big-headed way, but people come to events to get to know other people. And I think building your network from an early stage in your career can be really beneficial later down the line. What about yourself, Gemma?
I think firstly, I'd tell myself to focus less on pure academics and more on the practical operation of law. I don't think I really understood what it was like to work in law until my SQE course. And I think whilst an undergraduate law degree was really helpful to help me grasp the basic legal elements. It wasn't really until I studied for SQE that I began to understand what the job of a solicitor really was, and that it actually involves a lot of customer service skills and time management skills. I think secondly, I'd also say that commercial awareness is an easier concept to grasp than I thought. And I think people are probably more commercially aware than they think they are. I'd always heard the term be sort of thrown around when I was making applications to firms and never really understood what it meant. I always sort of thought it meant writing a piece about AI or something along those lines. But I think it's a bit more about predicting and anticipating changes in law, as in if A is going to happen or change, how might this affect your clients going forward? I've also found that working in a law firm which is extremely up to date with up and coming developments and which offers a lot of training opportunities has massively developed my commercial awareness as well. I think thirdly, I tell myself not to panic. Don't panic. I feel like there's a lot of fear mongering around the SQE in particular. And whilst it is a hard exam, what I found the most difficult at the time actually was how long the exam was and how physically exhausted you feel afterwards. I think there's a lot of content to learn and it is a difficult exam, but you don't need to have absolutely everything memorized to pass. The requirement to pass is to be at the standard of a day one solicitor. But from my experience, the exams do seem to account for the fact that you don't really have access to tools such as practical law that a day one solicitor would have access to while sitting them. And I think that's important to bear in mind that it is the standard of the exams is it's to be at the standard of a day one solicitor and not to be fluent in every area of law completely.
Thank you for listening. If anyone has any further questions, please do feel free to connect with myself and Gemma on LinkedIn. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Property Litigation Bites. Haag & Wolf is an award-winning UK law firm specialising exclusively in property litigation and disputes. If you would like to discuss any of the issues covered in this episode, please contact us at hello@haagandwolf.co.uk. You can also find us on LinkedIn. Visit www.haagandwolf.co.uk for further insight and analysis.